The city of Oshkosh has just banned the feeding of deer and set a base fine of $75, with court costs likely to run another $140. The Wisconsin DNR says it's familiar with similar discussions in some other cities, including whether to ban the feeding of wild turkeys and other wild animals, too. Regional Wildlife Supervisor Eric Loebner says it appears to be another era of negative interactions between people and concentrated numbers of critters.
You know, there's specifically a lot of nuisance type problems that occur where, you know, overbrowsing becomes an issue with high concentrations of deer. Now, it doesn't relate only to deer. You know, there are also, you know, some of the aggressive nature of some species when they are in high concentrations. Aggressive-oriented activities by animals have a tendency to increase.
Loebner says there are also concerns that larger numbers of the animals will increase the spread of animal diseases to other wildlife or humans and boost the number of predator species like fox or coyotes. He says for much of the year, anyway, there's plenty of food for deer and other animals in the wild.
If there was a deer were evenly dispersed over a landscape, you know, on a larger scale, there's more food on the larger scale than, you know, in somebody's backyard in particular.
Loebner stresses there are many counties where the feeding of deer is banned due to concerns about chronic wasting disease. Same goes for baiting of deer during hunting seasons. Many other counties have restrictions on the amount of feed that can be put out for deer. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.